This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. U.S. Attorney General William Barr was in Dallas Wednesday to promote a national effort that aims to reduce crime in violent neighborhoods. In a Dallas area where the program's in place, Barr was joined by Texas Senator John Cornyn and other federal and local leaders. In a boxing gym at the corner of Audelia and Forest, once one of the city's most crime-ridden regions, Project Safe Neighborhoods has taken hold. The national partnership includes federal, state, and local law enforcement, along with prosecutors and social service organizations. Attorney General William Barr says it takes all those forces in tandem to reduce crime.
Efforts to rehabilitate neighborhoods, to provide opportunity, to protect children from getting drawn into bad associates wouldn't work unless we could also neutralize the crime. We all have to work together and do it on a focused basis in neighborhoods.
Senator John Cornyn cited research showing the National Partnership Program successfully reduces crime.
These partnerships have been proven to reduce violent crime. It also provides community outreach programs like this boxing gym, where these kids are offered a safe after-school program with their peers.
Dallas City Councilmember Adam Agoo represents the Northeast Dallas neighborhood where he says crime has now dropped by double digits.
We say it all the time, we cannot arrest ourselves out of these problems, and we can't just community service our way out of it either. It has to be a combination, and that's what we're seeing here. This prescription works.
Attorney General Barr says Dallas is getting an additional $700,000 in Project Safe Neighborhood grant money. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.